This episode of the 902 Brewcast is brought to you by Bishop Cellar.
Bishop Cellar.
Head on down. You can check them out. They're open right now. They're on the Halifax waterfront.
Bishop's Landing.
That's right. You can check out their store hours, whatever their COVID procedures that they have in place right now. All that stuff, you can find that on bishopcellar.com. You can also check it out on their Instagram. And when you show up, don't be a jerk. Just be cool. Be cool, man. They're open. Like, what's up with that? That's great. And if you can't go down or you don't feel like making it, you can also order online at bishopcellar.com. Spend $150 online. They will ship your product anywhere in Nova Scotia for free.
For free.
I guess we'll go right into the episode.
Let's go.
All right, this is Now to Brewcast, East Coast Beer Podcast. This is sort of like a weird wrap-up slash preview PEI tasting episode, as we are indulging in potatoes and smoked cheddar.
In beer.
Fried potatoes right. In chip form.
Yeah.
And smoked cheddar. I don't know where the potatoes are from. Cheddar definitely from the island.
Yep.
And we're also drinking beer from the island of Prince Edward.
From on the island.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're doing this from... So, in real time...
Yep.
Well, I'm not talking podcast time. Like as of right now, we had one hell of a day.
Yeah.
We did a lot of things. We were in all three counties of Prince Edward Island today. It was crazy.
We almost went in for end. We should have made the extra trip up west.
Well, we should have to get our beer, which hopefully we have by now.
It's been like, what, a 17-hour day at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, here we are. So we were at the Malt House. We were at the soon-to-be growing hop farm.
And then Bogside. And now we are at Rachel's Motel and Cottages. Or Cottages and Motel.
I don't think it really matters. There's places to sleep.
Drive by the cottages
motel
first.
And cottages. It's on the
you drive
key
by
here.
The cottages first.
Yeah.
To get to the motel.
True. Anyway, we're here.
Yeah. So, here we are. But in terms of, like, podcast time, by the time we're talking in your ears, we'll have put out the episodes for Lone Oak.
And Bogside.
They're out.
They're already gone. You already heard them.
Those are great. I had so much fun.
It was a good weekend. Mm. We nailed it.
Catching up with Spencer again and old friend.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show?
Friend of the show.
Mr. Patrickman?
Mark.
But it's fun. You know, so I think one of my big takeaways from this entire weekend, I mean, we've talked, you'll hear it repeated, I think, in almost every single episode, was that, like, in reality, there's this cool synergy going on. this cool synergy going on in the beer scene on this island that, like, kind of blew me away.
And not even just the beer scene. Like, I don't know how much it comes up in the episode versus what conversations we had, but, like, even the synergy and the relationships between potatoes and dairy and beer, like, all of the crop rotations and being mindful of all of those interactions, it's really interesting to see from, like, an agriculture perspective, like, how all of these things overlap and how they relate, and how when one has a bad year, all the other ones kind of had bad years, even though you may not think they'd be affecting one another, they are.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's wild, yeah.
So, this is, like, technically also a tasting episode.
Indeed. We are tasting.
What are we tasting?
We are tasting the Bon Voyage from Bogside, Champagne IPA.
Did either of you have this while we were recording?
No.
I've had it before, though.
I can't remember if I did or not. I think we had this discussion earlier.
I think we had this on an episode before, actually, to be honest.
Not one that I was on, I don't believe.
Not one that you were on. I think it was with Chris.
I think you're right, my basement.
I think Chris subbed in.
Yeah, Chris brought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So, current time, this is going to NSLC this week, so mid-July. Mm. This will be at the NSLC, presumably.
It's there.
Now, it's still there.
If this is up, you can go get yourself some Bogside.
You talk to your microphone, please.
You can go get yourself some Bogside. Sorry, I was eyeballing these chips pretty hard. If you're in Nova Scotia, of course. And I mean, I wouldn't be upset if I was able to get Lone Oak at a private retailer in the province.
Yeah, hopefully that's comes together.
And also Bogside, if you don't want just that beer, if you want 24 of them.
Yeah, Marcus Thomas, they're doing, I think, $100 free delivery to Nova Scotia, but even if you order a 12-pack, it's $10 shipping, yeah. So it's not the end of the world, which is great. It's, you know, we had a few on the show, we'll probably get a few tonight, but they're good beers. I know we've all had them previously. I ran into Mark in the side of the road one day. He gave me a couple of cans out of a box he was carrying.
Did you guys hear that they make a Rogan beer?
I am aware. Yep.
I was like,
I haven't had it yet.
It's very good.
Oh, I think you have.
I probably have.
No, you didn't.
I believe I will shortly.
Yeah, you have a can.
I do.
In your possession.
You had one.
Stop that. You're hurting my brain.
Can't. It's been too long of a day. I can't handle that.
Also coming up, you're going to find out how stupid I feel.
Oh, man.
Just okay. Just me. Not anything I did. Just me personally after having spent hours with some fine folks on the island.
We spent almost 4 hours with John from Shoreline between when we got to the Mall House and then from when we left the wheat field. It was few minutes short of 4 hours. And like between talking to John and the farmer Trent and the maltster man, I
Jansen.
Don't know a Jansen. Damn thing about plants. Nothing.
I mean, I learned a lot.
Oh, dude.
And then, I learned that I also don't know sweet anything.
No. Yeah.
I think I don't know if I can relay how excited I am for those two episodes. Like, back to back, you get a really good picture.
I don't know. The two episodes that are coming out, I don't even know if we talk in them.
I don't think we do, actually. Yeah,
we've got two of the best talkers.
You should also be very excited because we're basically not in any of the episodes.
See, I'm using words like talkers, so obviously I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Words are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much we talk at all in either of those episodes.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
They're mostly just like a quick question, then it's like just put your mic down and get a drink and let her go.
We basically recorded two very focused TED Talks about malt on PEI and hops that are going to be growing. And a little bit about hops.
A lot about hops, yeah.
Yeah. But it was really cool to kind of, we kind of got to see, like, well, literally, we got to see the ingredients, like, in their very, well, I guess we didn't really see it. Well, we did. Like, we saw hops and barley in their, like, growing stages.
Yeah.
And then, you know, throughout the weekend, we're also enjoying them, like, quite literally at the end stage of the production, which is, like, the output.
Yeah.
The beer itself.
Totally, yeah.
You don't want to give too much away, but, like, like these enterprises, which are oftentimes a lot of people like to go to breweries and see beer being made and stuff, but the ingredients are kind of like an afterthought into the whole process. Yeah. It's just like they're there at the brewery, things are done with them, you get your drink, but like the literal blood, sweat, and tears, and like passion and commitment and behind these projects is mind-blowing.
Yeah, can't wait for those episodes. Also, I mean, if you didn't see on our all three of our own personal Instagram stories over
the last today,
on repeat.
Sorry, not sorry.
Like today, like we were all up in the North Shore of Prince Edward Island. Mm. You know, like stepped foot in the ocean up there. In the morning, Phil, I really want to thank you for like helping convince me to go. And
remember that time you jumped off a cliff?
Oh my god! Needlessly,
he's almost needless after that.
I am also needless. So we were up Thunder Cove, which if you can go, just go.
Worth it.
Recommend it.
Get up early, catch the sunset or sunrise.
Rise.
Sunrise. Sorry.
Just like the one on this can.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you do that?
Either or, but there's could be way more people there at sunset, I feel.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Than there was at sunrise.
But, you know, there were a few people that were up from the night before still on the beach. I believe,
yeah. Yep.
And there were definitely some people camping out in a tent, which I thought was really cool. I wish we had decided to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was an option, quite frankly. It probably would have been pretty bad with my snoring, but that's fine.
Yeah.
No CPAP in the tent. Perfect morning, beautiful sunrise, and then boom, the fog rolled in for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
Which is great because we shuttered ourselves into a building.
In the malt house.
True.
In the malt house, and then opened the door, and the sun was back out, and we were like, I guess.
Sure was.
We did it.
I guess we did. But
anyway, that's all coming up. But that's
yeah, it's all
very, very, very exciting.
We we had a good day.
To me, anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully you guys find it remotely as interesting as we did today.
Mm-hmm.
We got back in the car every time where it's like we don't know nothing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to feel like a little bit like some very smart folks.
Yeah,
working very hard.
Recapping the past two episodes, though, like both places, I think even if they were a little bit smaller than they were, I still would have been. I don't, for whatever reason in my head, I just had that these places are small, and I've seen pictures of stuff inside, but I'm mind blown at both places as to how big.
Oh yeah,
they were, and the front face, the front, like it's that was all big, but then like. When you actually walk through Bogside, like
it's like a kilometer,
and then even Lone Oak, like is plenty big inside, but then there's also like an upstairs and a basement,
and downstairs,
a maze to get from, you know, one side like the brew house to the tap room,
and a couple ways to do it too, because you can also just go straight out the door. But like, and it was really fun to like. You know,
but big, beautiful spots.
Yeah. Great. And, like, again, super easy to get to no matter which way you're coming, I guess. I mean, it's a bit of a drive from the ferry, I guess, to get to Bogside, but...
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Just look out for the foxes.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you're coming over the bridge, you literally have no reason to not stop at Lone Oak.
Yeah, if you go through Gateway Village, you drive through it, which sometimes you have to go through that.
Yeah,
because we got flagged that
for
way.
Sure. But I think even beyond that, I think that you kind of either direct you to one way or the other.
Yeah,
or you can just go into Gateway no matter what.
Yeah,
obviously. But if you do that right veer in through Gateway,
I don't know.
You can't miss it.
I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
And also, if you're like, if it's busy and you're like, there's no parking, you're wrong.
Oh,
because like if you go behind the brewery, there's like an entire parking lot. Yeah.
Massive.
Like, there's no reason not to go. Like, the beer's great. The atmosphere's great. Get yourself some Terry's Berries.
Yes.
Right, yep. Yeah, it's beautiful. Talked about that on there. Bogside's got, you know, two options of restaurants.
Yeah.
Inside there happening, so.
And, again, like, big space. Like, I think you can kind of picture, obviously, we're in there. All the tables were distance and whatnot. But I think you can kind of picture... how much people you can fit in there under normal circumstances.
It would be a zoo. It would be zoo in there under normal circumstances.
Talk in your mic.
It would be a zoo in there under normal circumstances. I'm just preparing to put a chip in my mouth.
I know. But yeah, I mean, those were... definitely had a lot of fun catching up with with those guys. Yeah, great beer coming out of both places, and both using Shoreline in one capacity or
highlights
another.
Highlights for anybody in for beer wise, aside from the obvious.
Well, I mean the Yankee Gale. Yankee Gale is a big hit. The Duet was really nice. I hope to one day drink that again.
Can we talk about that for a minute? So we got.
You've probably seen an SOS at this point from our Instagram.
So we. we messaged a few folks, asked if they wanted a bottle, or if they're looking for anything from Lone Oak. Most people like either didn't reply or were like, oh. I see that the Duet's actually out today.
Yeah, but we landed, like, it wasn't planned.
The labels got there earlier
than they had thought.
So we rustled up some bottles, and then we drove
that
to...
Spencer literally labeled after doing the episode.
Yeah, so
that
and then his chiller exploded.
Right.
Oh, and then,
And then we didn't see him again. And then we drove to the motel, and Phil's daughter met us there.
Yeah.
And then we decided we were going to go into Summerside.
Yeah.
Which is what, who said that again? Your friend called it?
A friend of mine, yeah, she used to live there, yeah.
So we were going to Summerside, and we decided we were going to switch cars, and then we decided we weren't going to switch cars. Somehow the beer ended up in Jade's car, and then Jade was about an hour or so away from where we are. By the time she realized that the beer was in her car. So we, as of right now, I'm hoping that we have the duet back in our hands. But it was pretty sad.
Yeah, she lives like 45 minutes the other side of Summerside.
Yeah, she's way up there.
So we done
anyway, way up there. We are a case of Duet Light at the moment, which is fine because I don't know where we're going in the car, to be honest.
Duet Light be a would that be a Grisette?
Yeah.
He should go rename the Grisette right now.
I'm also super pumped about the whole barrel program that Spencer's got going on. Since we're talking
he opened up with barrels and puncheons, and he's got the fooder. It's unreal.
I mean, I don't think you can use the word oak in your name. I think you mentioned that in the episode. Yep, you can't use the word oak in your name without actually having some.
We're doing sour wood. It's like you guys have wood, right? Like,
yeah. You can't. I mean, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there are definitely places who have those like names that had pushed that connotation, or just in your head that don't.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Actually, do any of that stuff.
And I think we touched on it with. In Bauxite, maybe, but it's pretty cool to see how just on PEI you can go end to end. Like, even we talk about DME, we talk about fooders on top of having access to malt and soon nuts. Hops. You can get the brewing equipment here, you can get your fermenting gear here. Like, it's
Beer Island.
They could rename it.
Come drink on my island.
That's what we've been doing.
I wonder if we could put like, we could remarket Anne of Green Gables and somehow.
You'd be it'd be tough sledding. I'm not that good at Photoshop.
It's still like small island, but like, you know, a weekend's not enough to.
No,
you know, there's places we wanted to stop this weekend, right?
Well, we did
try to connect with Hoagie at Upstreet and stuff.
See Upstreet. We popped into Copper Bottom for a couple minutes, but we didn't know when we were going, so we didn't end up, you know, catching up with Ken. So,
and then on top of that, like, there are places we
Mike.
There are places we haven't been to yet.
There are, yeah. There's still we talked today, like Moth Lane, Evermore. We didn't get to Barn One, right? They were we met up with them at the
farmers market.
The farmers market that day. So, and then we're hearing today of even more and more places coming online, and certainly once there's hops in the ground, we'll want to circle back with Josh, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, keep that under wraps. That episode's coming.
Any more beer in that fridge?
Yeah,
this was actually pretty good.
It was nice. You know, I don't know if it was as dry as I
anticipated.
Think of when I, you know.
Yeah, I think that's like Phil says he's almost always disappointed with that style.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to disagree with that because like I think I'm always looking for something that maybe just isn't possible or isn't there. Do you know what I mean? Oh man, I don't even know. Pull out the Rogan beer.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You know, let's have something before we have the best beer. So
he pulls a White Claw out of that freezer. I swear to God.
Are you going to do it? You so...
Oh, there it is.
Lone Oak. Yeah. Talking about Lone Oak? Got to roll this one, boys.
Yeah, give her a roll. Our roller hasn't come in from Wish yet, so...
Big fan of the Yankee Gale.
Yeah, so we're cracking in here to the Yankee Gale from Lone Oak, the APA... obviously, many of you may have heard Spencer talking about it, but I believe it pays homage to like a gale, like a windstorm. Not homage is the right word, I guess, but
homage named to, after. Homage to a storm
Took out a bunch of American vessels.
Yeah.
Did you not get enough that one, Phil?
Oh, I got plenty.
Delicious treat, this one.
Yeah. Good hops. If, like, I would, like, and I think I said this either while we were recording or, like, made jest to it at some point, but, like, I would legit drive to Prince Edward Island to buy a flat of this and then pay the $50 or whatever the heck it is to go back home.
Plus a lobster roll?
Oh, yeah, plus a lobster
roll. Yeah, we're going to want to hit the food truck on the way through.
It was a lobster.
Watch out for the mayonnaise.
It was a lobster melt. Get you.
Right. What was the name? It had a, I can't remember anymore.
I don't know. It didn't, like, I just, it looked good. And I ate it. It was pretty good. I was happy with my choices.
Yeah, I hope we get to see some of the Lone Oak make its way across the strait there. Indeed.
Cable ferry, whatever you want to call it.
Well, yeah, we got to hook up a cable ferry for sure. That would be the real key.
This
one,
good.
Yeah, this one again, I think it was like 95% or whatever PEI malt.
Yep, 95%. I think
there's a little bit of flaked in this one, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's the 5% that he just can't get locally, which is the flaked oats.
Yet.
Right. So, like, it's coming. Hopefully.
We were talking to Shoreline today that they got, they're growing oats. So.
Yeah.
Seems possible.
So, yeah, Bogside was a cool experience because, like, it's a different story, I think. Like, especially the one we were just talking to, you know, Mark and, talking to Dave, who has had, like, a vision for this for a while.
Yeah.
And putting his time and money into researching what he wanted. And the brew house, like, I know we talked about it on the episode.
It
was cool.
Wired up.
Yeah.
No question. He was saying even underneath the brew tower, there's, like, hot and cold water where he can just put it on the screen. I want this temperature at this flow rate. And the...
Nuts.
Off it goes.
The valves just take care of it himself. He said he could even log in and do some stuff from his house.
Yeah.
It's all, yeah.
Real home brewing.
Mm. Yeah. I think he's
going to do it. That was our homebrew episode right there.
Yeah, I think you always...
Worked hard for that one.
I think you always see a difference when you have, like... somebody who is a brewer or whatever that's looking to open their own place, have their own vision, create their own whatever, versus, you know, someone who is looking to open a brewery and then they go and they source a brewer, right? It's just different types of of operations.
And yeah, I mean, like, I think they're doing very different things.
Yeah.
And they're
and it's not to say that one is good as one is bad. Like, I think, like, you know, Bogside is making great beer. It seems like Mark has a lot of license to kind of do what he wants to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a good fit. Obviously, somebody with some technical training, with some, like, really, really good real-world experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like a good fit.
Yeah, they seem to get along pretty well there.
I'm glad.
Good it worked out. Yeah. Seems to be a good, like, rapport among the staff that we ran into.
Yeah. And I guess, like, you know, on the other side of the coin, you have Spencer, who is, like, vision from bottom to top of, like, where he wants to take, because it's, like, it's his business.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has his partners that are there, but he's been, you know, there day one kind of in this, planning everything out and whatever.
It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's I think there's room for everything, right? That's the kind of nice thing about this industry, is there's kind of obviously tons of room for different breweries, different types of beer, different types of operations, whatever it is.
I still think that's, like, a common theme, like, across, like, I know I talked about this, I think, in a couple episodes. It's like there's this accessibility to the beer here, like, and then I talked about this before, it's just you can drill down and get nerdy or whatever, but everything's presented in a way that, like,
not overly pretentious.
Yeah, it's not like right. Yeah, it's not up its own butt, right? Like, even when you go to, you're looking at the chalkboard at Bogside, for example, and they've got stuff chunked off into like sort of like stylish categories to help so that you can help somebody if they don't know what they want to help them drill down. And then you look at Lone Oak, the cans are really nice. The marketing and the way that they present the cans is really cool. They give you just enough information, American Pale Ale. But you know if you want to drill down, the information
is there. The brewer has a mullet.
Yeah, but the brewer has...
It's American as it gets.
Yeah. But then we get, but then you drill down and you're like, oh, wow, this is made with a lot of local ingredients. And, you know, like it seems to be the whole like sort of undercurrent of that brewery. And you're like, I can really geek out because like, oh, yeah, they also have a barrel program.
Yeah.
And but it's presented in such a way that you could just walk in there and someone will help you get to that geeky point.
Which is great because
without like, sounding like a pretentious you're literally shithead.
Lone Oak is that like the entry point to the province? Like you have a great opportunity to be seen by anybody that drives on to the island, and if you set yourself up to look like a jerk, you know that's going to be the experience you're going to have.
And hopefully, we're recording this what July 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully, by the time this comes out. 1st of August ish somewhere in there that more people are like it's still a bit sad to like be here on July 11th
and there's
four cars in this hotel cottage thing. Same thing last night, Friday night, four cars at the motel
and a dude chilling on a golf cart.
We're the second week into the Atlantic bubble here.
Yeah, and, hopefully things are picking back up, right? Like, if you're hesitant, be safe. Obviously, we've been following all the guidelines. And all the places we've visited have done it. John had those chairs
spaced out.
And everybody was, like, cool about, like, not doing handshakes and this, that, and the other thing.
But there's weird, like, because you're meeting people, right? You saw it in Dave, right? Like
you definitely saw it in Dave.
He would be. I would like that. Just seems like his personality, right?
Yeah.
Like he's a man about town kind of vibe. And
because I'd never met John before, I'd never met Josh before. Like everybody we met today are people that are new that typically you'd go in for that. But
Josh is very cool. He seemed happy that we were using like wipes and stuff on all the equipment.
Yeah, I think like as someone who is in the COVID ICU,
takes it pretty serious.
He's not messing around.
No, I don't think we drill down into that too much when we're talking to him.
No,
but
anyway, it's and who knows what it looks like 2-3 weeks from now, or whatever when this comes out, but.
Yeah, hopefully presumably start to pick
not
up
that much will have changed
again.
But
I mean the evenings at the breweries were still humming. There was people were there but not like
when we would have been here,
not like July 11th, 2019.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
presumably had those places been open, Bogside would have been open, but yeah, it's
right,
it's hopefully like I definitely mentioned it in every episode, right? Like the focus on supporting locals is now like more important now than it's ever been, and maybe your future is uncertain, but if you're listening to this, you probably drink beer.
Yeah,
so you're buying beer.
Hope so.
Right.
If not, how did you find us?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Half an hour in.
Yeah.
Again, a bit of vacuum, but it's important. So hopefully, the momentum that was coming into this scene pre-COVID, gets back to where it was, and more importantly than ever, like hopefully people that maybe not would never have thought about a local beer before, and things that have happened, like sort of like those small positives that come out of this, like beer delivery.
Yeah,
Mark said, the gates are open now. Like, well, you can't shut them.
Toothpaste is out of the tube.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just like it's so interesting, and like after last two episodes, the next one that we have coming up is our episode with John from Shoreline Malting.
Yeah,
but we also, like as you said before, we had a chance to talk to. goodness gracious, my name names of
Trent.
Trent.
And Trent and Jensen.
Jensen is the maltster.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to remember.
And Trent's the farmer.
He's a farmer. And although we didn't get an opportunity to record with them because out there in the fields.
Yeah, logistics of
it was pretty windy.
It was pretty windy, and you know, we can't be passing the microphones back and forth, and frankly, like, a lot of it was demonstrative. It's pointing to fields, pulling stuff out of the ground, showing us what it looks like, and it's just not something that would have translated, I don't think, right anyway.
But. No, but we had some really cool conversations about, like, crop rotation and how the soil responds to, you know, basically different things, and what the approach to growing, like, malted or malt barley as well, yeah, as wheat, because that's what we were out in the wheat field a little bit. Yeah. And how, you know, as an organization, they're staying away from certain types of chemicals and everything, uh-huh, because, like, they know the damage that it can do, but at the same time being conscious of what they have to do in order to keep the grain still, because it's food, right? It's still, yeah, food. It's treated like food. It's very interesting to see, like, you know, like, stuff I didn't even know or think about, really give too much thought to from a beer perspective. But then, like, to talk about, you know, so, like, the soil erosion around the top of the North Shore, where we were literally, like, at the edge of the island, and, like, so, like, the beautiful scenery up there, and, like, that was one of those once in a lifetime experiences, I guess, as much as...
I'm going back.
Yeah, I know you're going back.
I'm going back.
You're literally going back.
Yeah,
but, like, it's just one of those experiences that, like, I'm super, like, grateful that we were able to do it, and, like, really glad for those guys to have, like, hooked us up to, you know, help lead the way as we drove our rental vehicle through...
The hayfield.
No, we didn't budget.
Yeah.
They're not our sponsor. There you go. But it was just... It was so cool.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's not like a broken record here, and it's going to happen repeatedly, but it's just, like, not something I ever gave, I guess, as much thought as I should have to, like, what the process looks like before it gets to the bag of grain, right?
Oh,
like,
it's insane, yeah.
Even in the malt house, we're like, holy crap, it goes from here and then here, over there, it goes up in this thing, down in this thing, back through and goes through here. And then it's like, oh, by the way, though, it was in a field before this. Yeah, it's wild.
Buckle up.
Quite literally.
And
it's going to be even a ride.
Hops, like, just talking to Josh about the process he's gone to get to this point in his life to be starting from nothing.
Yeah.
Dude's been growing.
Speaking of buckle up.
Working
buckle up for that one.
Yeah.
Buckle up for both of these. They're going to be... They're
working for, they're, you know, 8 to 10 years, and he's... got kind of a proof of concept, and he's got an idea of what he's doing. He's got published papers, and now he has an empty field.
700-page business plan.
Yeah, and a pile of dirt.
And a pile of dirt with shit on it, dude.
Yeah, with with a crew on the way to plant it up. But
so yeah, by the time that episode comes up, the posts and stuff will be in. But
absolutely,
for a little of this, are you good?
No.
It was just another kind of eye opening. You know, interview, if you want to call it that. I mean, we did have questions, it was another thing where we spent probably, like, what, half hour, 45 minutes, like, walking up and looking at the land and, like, hearing what he plans on doing with it and seeing the vision for the space that's there. It was just totally, like, I don't know, I feel I kind of heard you, like, this is a little bit of a jump start to, like, some inspiration, right? Like, this whole thing was, like, maybe I was feeling a little bit too, but feel a little bit blah, a little burnt out,
yeah,
on the whole thing, just, like, I don't know, beer in general, and maybe I don't know if that's just because of being tired because of everything else that's going on with, like, COVID and all the shit I'm doing at home and all this other stuff, but, like, getting out and, like, you know, literally being where beer is, like, being grown,
yeah,
like, parts of the beer, you're just like,
yeah, well, I mean, I get it now. Not to stand, like, on the middle of a barley field on like the edge of the province and not be like, okay, this is like, this is some cool stuff. Like, I'm not even sure. Like, I realized at the time that like there were parts of PEI that looked like that. Like, I was standing there, it's like, huh, this is cool.
Yeah, anyway. It's definitely the cliffs are higher there than I thought they were.
Yeah. And lots of jellyfish.
Lots in the of water. Jellyfish down below.
Yeah, I guess there were. Yeah,
dude. But yeah, no. We're like, as you can probably tell, we're pretty excited for those ones to come out. Had a really great time.
Yeah.
Doing that today.
It was pretty fun to like. What do we say? Like after we did the interview with John, I was like, "Are we gonna go to the fields?" He's like, "Sure." We're like, "Road trip." So we did a road trip during the road trip.
Yeah, road trip. Yo, dog.
So, man, I don't know. It's just super cool to like, and we haven't traveled together since like 2019.
Yeah, it's Fredericton 2019. I think we decided on the drive up, which is crazy. We had a trip planned last summer, right? And it fell through, and we just haven't been anywhere since.
We've been to places, but we never were in the same vehicle.
But even then, we didn't go very far because we weren't. Yeah.
Well, Phil and I went to Fredericton.
That's true, you did. I guess.
Thumbs up with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mystery beer. Or do we want to say what it is?
It's not good.
I think it's gone now. It'll be back in a while, so.
Yeah, it'll be back. We'll, sometimes things go south.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Take a quick breather.
None of the aforementioned breweries involved here.
Neither of the two breweries that we were talking about.
No.
just to be very clear. Just to be clear. Is not.
Just kidding. It's the Rogan beer. No. It is not.
You want to take a break? I'll cut some more cheese.
Beer break. Taking a break.
Not really sure why we didn't do this last night.
Well, we're tired.
I've got some ideas.
We were very tired.
But here we are. We're now taking a break.
It rhymes with getting up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yes. We're taking a brief break from our own voices to bring you our own voices to tell you about Bishop Cellar. Absolutely top notch, number one, A+, greatest sponsor of this podcast that ever lived.
The GOAT sponsor.
Was it the Grandmaster Champion? Is that what you say? The Grandmaster Champion sponsor? Phil?
Yeah.
GMC sponsor.
Yeah. Greatest of all time. Bishop Cellar. They are if you don't know, maybe we should tell you this, a private, they're a private beer, wine, spirits retailer in Nova Scotia in beautiful downtown Halifax. You can actually visit the store now that they're open. You got to follow all the posted signage and whatever else they've got going on there because you don't want to be a jerk.
No.
Because if you're a jerk, you don't... You shouldn't be out and about.
Private's the way to go. Imagine being able to curate the products you sell exclusively in store as opposed to listening to a corporate giant overlord run by your government.
Isn't that something? It's an interesting that theory.
Only hires wine people as executives.
Yes. If that.
They drink boxed red.
Yeah.
Cardboardo.
Yeah. Cardboardo. I like that. You can check them out, bishopcellar.com. You can see if you want to order online, I guess. If you spend $150 on the website, they'll ship your product anywhere in Nova Scotia for free.
Free
is good for shipping, especially when you've spent that much. You can stock up on whatever you need for whatever you wish, or if you just want to load up your cellar or just, get a couple of bottles, go nuts. I think if you're within the HRM, they've got a little bit of, you can also order and select home delivery. That information's on their social media channel, which is like at Bishop Cellar, or if you go to the website, pretty straightforward. But can't stress this enough. If you want the most up-to-date information, you should just go to you should sign up for the newsletters, because they'll just send you it in your inbox.
Yeah, just right to you. You don't have to do any work.
Yeah. You hear about Wine Wednesdays, everything. Pretty straightforward. It's worth the 1.5 seconds it will take to put your email in there.
I would do it.
Yeah, you would. All right. Well, I guess we can go back to the episode.
Back to ourselves. Welcome back.
We decided to throw ourselves a curveball, and by we, I mean Phil, and Phil made the decision unilaterally without telling us.
Yeah.
I love giving you stuff that I hate.
He really makes us
that's two in a row, by the way.
Not to mention that that Dunham thing he unleashed on us a couple weeks ago.
That did not get any better after being open for like a couple of hours.
Didn't just need to breathe, huh?
I love it. I think it's a good beer.
It was very hot.
Big fan, yeah.
Yeah, as Luke would say, Pisces.
So here we are.
Chasing trends.
We are drinking
fucking terrible
White Claw.
White Claw.
Won't tell you which flavor because it doesn't matter.
I'd rather drink the beer we had before the break.
It tastes like a bad Freezy with no sugar in it.
And Freezies are flat, right? There's no carbonation in a Freezy.
Yeah. That's why I said it tastes like Freezy juice, but like it tastes like the idea of Freezy juice.
You have to work pretty hard to get anything out of it, and then it's gone.
I don't know. That means it's poorly carbonated.
And so fucking heavy.
It is.
Yeah. Super heavy.
Yeah. I don't get it. But it's fine. Not for us.
And people like what they like, but I'm sorry if you like this, you're wrong.
Yeah, not a fan.
No. In no way, shape, or form.
The actual flavor is like what it claims to be.
Well, what it's claiming to mimic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's no ocean spray.
No.
Well, it's no PC sparkling water, that's for sure.
Hey, that's our secret podcast sponsor.
But that's what I'm saying. This is the kind of thing you want. Like, go buy PC grapefruit water and carbonated water.
And a
fifth of Smirnoff.
Like a nice neutral, like actual neutral tasting spirit, because like Smirnoff tastes like garbage.
Sure.
Smirnoff
doesn't taste like anything.
Run your Smirnoff through a Brita filter a few times.
There's no taste. It tastes like alcohol. No taste.
Go get a bottle of Silent Sam. You guys know what Silent Sam is?
No.
No.
You guys don't? It's a vodka that's like over filtered to the point where like it just doesn't taste like anything.
Well, to me, all vodka doesn't taste like anything.
You must be.
I will never get.
Like, I don't drink much vodka.
Like whiskey nerdum. I get it.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot going on there, but yeah. Vodka. I've never had one vodka that tastes different than another vodka.
No, there are vodkas. Bad vodkas that taste really bad.
Sure.
I think they all do the exact same thing.
Well, yes, they all functionally serve a purpose. I'm just saying, sometimes some of them are more filtered than others.
I mean, I've had bad potato vodka.
Yeah.
But however vodka is usually made.
Vodka, I think, is usually made with potatoes.
It's very often, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a bad starchy one. All right.
Okay.
Let's find a beer for real this time.
We actually try a beer that's good.
Yeah. Whole fridge is full.
I've picked everything.
I can't.
I know. I keep telling you to get the Rogan beer.
I can't get back there.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
It's in the box.
It's in the box.
Put a beer in the box.
Here you go.
Pitcher in the rye. Oh, that is not it.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Why is it called a red ale?
Because it's really hard to explain to people. It says right here, Rogan beer.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because people are going to drink it. And they're like, oh, this is like a red beer, but it's not. It's a Rogan beer.
Look at this. Tony loves red beers.
Shut up, nerd. Just open it up.
It has I was super happy that he decided to go with 42% rye, because that's the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Right. True.
So, like,
just open it. Let's go. I want to try this thing. I don't know.
When I open this, what I want you to do is like superimpose the sound of like, I don't know, like some angelic choir as I open it.
I don't love like the dumbing down of labels though. Same with like the Abyss says,
making it accessible.
Like the Abyss says black lager now. Like it's a Schwartz beer. Just put that on there. It's what it used to be on there. Anyway. I'm in a minority.
Fellas, let me tell you about this beer.
Nice knowing you, huh?
Yeah. So, really, as Mark said on the episode, not a lot of hops going on here. This is a beer about the rye malt.
It's a beer about nothing. No. I thought you were going to go for the Rogan Beer White Claw Cuvée there, Phil. So, yeah, we talk about it on the show. We probably listen to it, but this is a German-style rye beer, Rogan Beer.
High percentage of rye.
42%, I think he said. He said most like rye pales, rye IPAs run up in the 20s. He said this style, I think.
They dabble in the rye.
Could be up in the 50s. He was kind of a little worried about that, so he backed it off a touch. But
so what you're looking for is like a hint of spice, like a good little kind of caramelly thing going on there. But initially,
no hint of spice. It smells like a fucking spice cabinet.
Yeah, it smells like a winter warmer.
But the other thing that you need to worry about is the yeast character. Look, I'm not even... Guys, I wish I was joking with you. Like, I know you guys don't believe me, but every time...
No, we believe you. It's visible. It's a physical reaction to rye beers.
And the percentage points are nice on it.
It's a weird follow-up to what I just tasted in my mouth.
To the White Claw?
In my mouth.
White Claw, yeah. Yeah. German hops.
Yeah, right. It's a departure from the usual.
If you were to drink a red beer and drink this, they are not the same.
I was thinking like a rye, like pale, or it doesn't have the like that pronounced citrus and bitter snap.
Right. Yeah.
At the end is. Like, what probably a lot of people have been introduced to rye beers as, right? Rye pale or rye IPA.
Yeah.
Which are great beers. Well, they can be.
When they're done properly,
yeah. Like any beer.
But this is your showcase, right? Like, this is your malt. This is you. This is like what I, when I go for a rye IPA, I look for this sort of, in terms of the spiciness, this is the flavor profile I hunt for. But then you want that layer of hops and like that little bit extra kick of bitterness to it.
Uh-huh.
This is a really good way to showcase like when I'm drinking a rye beer, I'm looking for this underpinning amongst those other things. But this is just everything that I want turned up to 11. But it's a good, like, you know, Dave said himself, it's a good one beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
mind you, this is my second one today.
May or may not be the last. But yeah, you're right. I think like I wouldn't sit down and have, you know, several of these. That's just not my thing, though.
Right. But I think if it was higher ABV, it would be less drinkable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I would have a harder time drinking it at, like, a higher percentage. Because I'm not looking for an alcohol burn. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely what would happen after a certain point with this. Like,
well, I think especially coupled with the spice and stuff already, once you add some heat, it would be unpalatable.
Yeah, like,
too much competing stuff.
But to me, this is, like, right where I would, like, if I was going to have a Rogan beer... This is the experience I'm looking for.
Nailed it.
Yep. And the carbonation is nice. It's like, it's kind of lazy. It's not like super, super effervescent or anything.
But you don't want it to be, I don't think.
No. Like, again, it's...
I could even stand for it to be a little less, right?
Like, yeah. It's about just kind of showing off the malt a bit.
I'd kind of be interested as it warmed up a bit, too, to see where it...
I've never given it the opportunity.
This one's pretty... Yeah. This one's pretty cold. We got it straight from the brewery into the car, into the fridge, so...
Unlike all the other beer that we have, like...
Yeah. Yeah, there's some beer in the car.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
A case less than there should be, but there's beer in the car.
Anything else you guys want to talk about from... as a preview for the... Well, I guess we really... I don't want to give too much away of those episodes.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. It's like I could... One, I could listen to those guys talk all day long. Like, we left the field at 1 o'clock or whatever, and it's just like we could have gone to more fields and saw more crops.
Right? But again, like a lot of that conversation wasn't captured.
No, I know.
But I'm trying to encapsulate that. Like, when we're talking about the fellows from... Shoreline.
The episode is with John in the malt house going through like that process.
Yeah.
Right? What I'm saying is just I could listen to those guys talk all day, them and Josh, just like going over their
ops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just.
And then you can tell like Josh is in so deep. Like he's like, that is it.
You'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, that's it's.
But it was cool to get like an understanding of like, you know, I learned a lot about the potato side of things. Like,
true,
like that's not anything that ever comes up in beer, but you learn a lot about like what do those contracts look like for the people growing potatoes, like, and you know, we literally drove through a field of potatoes.
Several.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those on the island.
So it was neat to hear like. You know, like, and there's again, like, you know, there are systems that are set up to try and keep the bad apples from ruining things.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, it does hurt operators that actually give a shit. Right?
Same as anything.
Yeah. There's always those that'll look for loopholes or look to skirt around something. And
yeah.
The ones that are playing by the rules are usually the ones that get burned most by that. But yeah, and then just kind of recapping the brewery episodes, like I think both those breweries opened up, obviously since we were in PEI last. It's been 2 years since we were here, but both in really great spots. Like obviously I recommend you check them out if you're going this way. Certainly, either way you're coming onto the island, either you're coming off the bridge and you're driving straight into Lone Oak, or you're coming off the boat and you're going to go through Montague, I think, pretty much regardless. So,
well, you can, you don't have to,
but you'll have to, but yeah, Phil probably wouldn't because it's probably a dirt road somewhere.
Shifting gears a little bit from stuff that's happened, you're going to hear all this stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Like, how do you guys feel about being out and about at places?
It's fine,
it's still weird. Like, I think, like, you know, Jess and I watch a lot of TV right now because there's no sports to watch.
I'm eating the last piece of cheese.
And
I think there might be some more
left. You watch a movie and it's like there's like these crowded scenes and people are like shaking hands. Just like instantly I just have these feelings. So I'm like, no, you can't do that. And it's wild how in less than 4 months we've gone just to be like, don't touch anybody or anything ever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know how long it takes for that feeling to go away. Like, even once, whatever the future looks like, I don't know when it goes back to, like, that type of stuff feeling normal. Like, I was looking through some photos recently, and, like, 2 years ago this month, I was at Gillette to see Taylor Swift, and it was, like, 80,000 people in Gillette. It's like, that's just terrifying.
Yeah,
to even consider right now.
Especially in the United States.
Especially in the United States, yeah.
I've always considered that terrifying.
Yeah, me too.
Just Gillette in general, I suppose. But,
nope, could be any stadium.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see everybody taking the precautions. Like, there's, you know, sanitizer everywhere and staff. You can see the run around cleaning, and different places we went to were taking names and numbers for tracing. And
but we still stuck to like a few things. Like I know that, well, I stuck to a few things that like I like have been kind of into, which is like I'm not sitting down to eat anywhere inside if I can avoid it.
Yeah,
I guess we did this morning.
When always we coffee, but it was like
empty. Oh yeah,
but. Like, yeah, just trying to be outside and be away from bigger crowds of people and avoid crowding around things. And then I think it's felt mostly fine.
Yeah.
Do you feel any like the of the suspicious kind of things? Like, do you always feel like someone's watching you?
Well,
like,
certainly with
like,
the...
Normally all the time. I do have a smartphone, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the Chinese are always listening with Phil's phone.
That's right.
I think like the Nova Scotia plate...
But like if I was with like... I don't know, family or something, and I saw like three dudes roll up. I'm like
in a Charger,
no less. Like, I'd be like, are those guys really in each other in their own bubble? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
yeah. We've got other province plates, even though the bubble is on. PEI is still not real fond of visitors.
I don't think that's true. I think there are people in every province.
Of course.
That are not but fond I think of that seeing it's people been, from out of province.
They call into radio stations.
It's been pretty
in their successive provinces or
wherever
areas.
It is. Yeah,
the same ones every day.
Yeah. No, I think it's. I don't know. Like I'm not like I felt we did what we could, and we were as safe as we could be. And I think that like you see that being practiced in a lot of places. I mean, it's pretty easy to keep your distance from somebody when you're in the middle of a barley field or when you're walking along a beach at sunrise when there's literally nobody else around.
Yeah. And I think, like, there's very few scenarios where I want a stranger within 2 meters of me regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice that that's...
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that that's being mandated now. I don't need that. So, yeah, I mean...
I guess we'll have to see how it all works out tomorrow on the ferry.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's oddly, maybe not in the true sense of the words, but been like the healthiest year of my adult life, which I feel kind of bad saying that, where some people have.
Yeah.
It's not been healthy and it's caused some major issues, but I just think like this shift to, you know, a focus on. Like, I always thought I was clean and washed my hands all the time. Like, I think I mentioned before, I can't walk into any house without my father's, like, did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Echoing in the back of my head. And he still says that when we walk into his house. So,
yeah.
Where it's getting beaten to your head over and over and over again to be clean, wash your hands. If you can't, use any bacterial soap. Use, you know, the sanitizer after you pump, like everything. After you do everything, but like, you know, I pump gas now and it's just get in the car and pump sanitizer in your hands afterwards. Yeah. And for the first time in my adult life, I didn't even have so much as a sniffle so far in 2020. It's
And I think that hopefully, like, you know, some of that sticks around.
Sticks around.
Yeah, if you've got sanitizer pumps in your restaurant or your bar, just keep those.
Well, I think the thing is now we have you have to learn to live like. COVID's a thing. It's a new disease that's around here, and we've got to learn to live with it. And the way to learn to live with it is to do all the things the medical professionals tell you to do
what you can,
and to avoid a fucking shutdown again. Because economically, we just can't handle it.
Yeah, it's gonna really hurt people if everything gets shut down again.
Repercussions are gonna be ongoing here for quite a while.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But we haven't even seen.
Oh no,
we haven't seen yet what the worst of it.
From an economic standpoint. Yeah, from an economic standpoint, I think in the Atlantic bubble, like we're exceptionally lucky.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that are unfortunate, and it's unfortunate that people have died, but like, you know. As much has been done has been compared relatively
to the,
pretty good.
The goal was to flatten the curve, and the curve was 100% flattened.
Yeah, no, exactly.
In all three of the provinces.
Yeah.
Definitely mistakes made.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, you can talk about the Northwood, you can talk about the systems that are set up, you know, where there are holes in plans for the coming months and all that stuff. But, I mean, by and large, like, I think because of the way that the citizens of these provinces did what they could. Equally as important as the people saying, you know, you should do these things, is that people themselves actually took it upon themselves to care enough about somebody else other than themselves, even if it, even if that caring has run out now, which is, seems to be a lot of the case. Like, a lot of people don't seem to care anymore.
No.
Like, but I mean, you're pushed to the brink, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, with, yeah, like, definitely. With like, I had a breaking moment. You guys remember?
Yeah. It's,
but like, I think that like the fact that people were able to rally behind, basically behind each other, and just kind of push on through. Like, I think it shows. You know, I just feel for everybody who had to deal with, you know, losing a loved one or anything like that, like getting sick, having to go through all that, like. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, so there's still things ongoing, but I think, like you said, for the most part, this region has handled it relatively well, and as such, we're kind of able to have some freedoms now.
Well, I mean, like, it's not even just, I mean, obviously the deaths is the biggest thing, but, like, when you think about it, like, even if all you get is, like, you know, a bit of a fever or whatever, if you only get, like, some of the small symptoms, like, you still have to, like, isolate yourself away from people for 14 days, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Which is, that's not a, like, I wouldn't want to have to do it. No. I don't want to catch it just for the inconvenience of having to isolate for 14 days.
Yeah, I can think of all the work that wouldn't get done in my office by
me.
Oh,
my God, yeah.
All the work that would, pile up
waiting for you. Yeah, that's what I mean. It would just be waiting for me to come back. Or I'd have to do it while I was, like, half passed out from a fever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all legally binding, right?
But yeah, no, it's been weird, and I think it's going to continue to be weird, and you just got to wash your hands and stuff. Well, it's weird.
Wash your hands.
That's it. Sage advice.
Strong advice. Fellas?
It's been a slice.
It's a great trip.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, this is me telling you I'm fucking tired.
It's 11:30. It's been a long one.
We got an early call tomorrow.
Choo choo.
Hop on the ferry. Take a little car nap.
See, it can happen.
Who knows? All right. Well, stay tuned for the next couple episodes. We got Shoreline and Island Hop Company, the next two ones. You know, we'll maybe check in August. We'll see what I'm able to do and what I'm not able to do. Given my updating family situation.
Indeed.
Pending.
Pending. It's buffering. And,
it's like Canada Post. We have a projected delivery date, but who the fuck knows?
It does not mean anything right now. Don't ask us what we have planned for September, because that's a long time from now, kids.
You know what? It's kind of fun, because, like, worrying about this, like, planning the trip, getting all the logistics figured out, all the interviews figured out, all fine and dandy.
Happened, like,
it worked
pretty
out
quickly.
Yeah, it did like, work out pretty good. Well, here's the thing: is like, what's great is that there are three of us, and when we actually put our heads together to get something done, it usually happens.
But there's usually one we can't get to for
There's like a holdout, or you know what it was? And we lost a fucking case of beer.
Right, but like 4 for 4 on like setting up interviews and doing them on time and getting part of that is probably like, if this was July 11th, 2019.
Oh, we'd be having a lot of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. People would be
slammed.
They'd be like, nope, sorry, too busy, bye.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Come back in January.
Yeah. So a lot of fun. But we'll kind of rest a little bit. You might see something else come out from us the next couple of weeks. Just depends on what we can pull together. It's kind of up in the air. But that said, it's a lot of fun, guys. It was a good one.
Nap all right, time.
I guess we're done. This is the end of the episode where we were talking.
Did we talk?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of, it got mumbly towards the end. I was getting pretty sleepy. We'll just quickly wrap up. We got, you know, the whole episode was sort of commentary on this trip, so pretty straightforward. As always, our wicked sponsor, best sponsor ever, Bishop Cellar. They, you know, pretty much make all this possible, pretty much at this point.
Well, I mean, honestly, we drove to PEI, rented the car, stayed in some places, recorded with a portable recorder here in the car, literally responsible for the whole deal.
Yeah, so they're awesome, and you can show them some appreciation by going to bishopseller.com and spending at least $150 and getting your product shipped anywhere in Nova Scotia for free.
That's like anywhere in Nova Scotia. That's like Mee Cove to Barrington Passage or Bear River or whatever's down that corner. That's end to end, man.
Yeah, and if you do find yourself in the city, you know, you can also visit the storefront, grab yourself some beer, some wine, some spirits, and some helpful knowledge from the staff. And if you want to stay on top of everything, you can hit bishopseller.com, sign up for all the newsletters.
Yeah.
We've got all that stuff in the show notes as well, so it's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
That's it.
I guess you can check us out at 92brewcast.com, blah, 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 blah. Old episodes, there's a donation link there if you feel like it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
All the links are on there as well, but it's 92brewcast for all of them.
It's true.
So why would you listen and not follow? Following's way easier. I'd rather look at pictures and listen to work. Us.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's it for the episode. Yeah. Okay.
Coming up next, I believe, is Shoreline.
Yep. No, I thought we said that at the end of the Bogside episode.
We did. It's 100%. I think that was wrong.
I think
so. If after Bogside, this is what you got.
There's our one mistake for the trip.
Yeah, we finally goofed it. Other than leaving an entire case of beer in somebody's car. All right. So for real this time, Shoreline Malting coming up.
Up next,
And then you'll see Island Hop, and then from there you got nothing in the hopper. But that's okay. Gents,
it's been a slice.
Let's get off this island. We have to go back. Can I do cue the guitars?
You just did.